from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Vijay Amirtharaj. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first are Michael and Mary Beth Dorr of Needles, California, for the intentions of their son, his wife, and their baby, and in appreciation for the Daily TV Mass. The second are Manuel and Perla Servino of Chatham, Ontario, in thanksgiving for blessings received and in memory of Ross Harvey on his third death anniversary. The third is Francis Hines from Hamilton, Ontario, in loving memory of Karen and Michael Hines for world peace and in thanksgiving for a lifetime of blessings. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Sisters and brothers, let us turn to our merciful God, seeking mercy and forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness. And because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sins, as well as for those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to the order of
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to Jesus, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak, otherwise the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
A young wife always cut both ends of a ham before she cooked it. It bothered her new groom whenever she did it. One day he couldn't take it any longer, and so he asked, "Please tell me, honey," he said, "why do you always cut a piece off both ends of your ham before you cook it?" "I don't know," she answered. "That's the way my mother always did it." And one day he bravely asked his new mother-in-law why she cut both ends off a ham before she could have cooked it. "I don't know," she answered, "but that's the way my mother always did it." Finally, he asked his wife's grandmother why she always cut both ends off a ham before she cooked it. "Oh," she said, "it's because I only had one pan to bake with, and it was too small for the whole ham." Sisters and brothers, it is so easy to follow some traditions ritually and blindly without asking why we do them or without knowing the real reason for doing it. Many of us who are cradle Catholics could be guilty of this when it comes to some of the following of the rituals and traditions of our church. In today's gospel, a question is raised to Jesus about that traditional practice of fasting. Why do John's disciples and the Pharisees' disciples fast, but your disciples do not? And in response, Jesus speaks of a wedding feast. A wedding feast is no time for fasting, either for the attendants or for the bridegroom. It is a time of joy. It is a time of celebration. I read somewhere that Jewish weddings in Jesus' time lasted a full week. The young couple did not go away on a honeymoon. They stayed home and held open houses for all to come. It was the happiest week of a person's life. And there was a rabbinic ruling that went like this: all its attendants at the wedding are relieved of all religious observances that would lessen their joy. So it was a time of joy and celebration for Jesus, the bridegroom, and his attendants, the disciples. A time will come when the bridegroom will no longer be visibly with them, and then there will be times when fasting would be more appropriate. And to drive home this particular point, Jesus also uses another image in the gospel. No one uses a piece of new, strong cloth to patch in an old garment. At the first strain, the new batch will pull and tear the weaker and the older cloth. And similarly, no one puts new fermenting wine in old used wineskins. When the wine starts fermenting and expands, the old skin, having no more place left, will burst. The skins are ruined and the wine is wasted. Now, Jesus uses these images to say that he and his teachings and the way he is proposing cannot be judged by the old standards or cannot be judged by the old tradition handed down. Jesus has brought about a radical shift in the way we are to relate with God and in the way we are to relate with one another. The traditional ways identified with John the Baptist and with the Pharisees was basically one that is based on loyalty to God, based on one's strict observance of the Mosaic law and the external practices like fasting and washing. The way that Jesus was proposing was basically internal rather than external. It is ultimately rooted in relationship based on love, a love that always seeks the good of the other person. If we measure this teaching of Jesus by the old standards, we will have trouble. Therefore, we need, as St. Paul says, to have the mind of Jesus. And that is easily said than done. The reality is there is still a lot of us who live with a mentality of saving my own soul, who fear any kind of change, who fear new wine. There are people who still see sin as primarily as breaking of rules and laws rather than breaking of relationships. It is important for each of us to examine ourselves and to ask ourselves, do I have the mind of Christ? Am I open to the Spirit to discern what the Spirit is asking of me today in 2023? Am I willing or unwilling to let go of the old wineskins? Let us take a few moments today to reflect on these important questions and to always ask and seek for God's guidance. Amen. And we take a moment now to offer our prayers to God. And we pray for all those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those asking for peace in their family. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who feel lonely, unloved, and abandoned, that God may be close to them, We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, hear our prayers and grant them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us our spiritual food.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
O Lord, our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him, with great goodness, you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and he entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy and the people you have gathered. Remember also all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. And all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to one another now the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread and the one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live, that made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.